Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. If you can believe it, I had been working on a continuation of my very serious scholarly study of traditional Russian pet names, such an important under-researched topic, when I got sidetracked by the extraordinary news that, по словам премьер-министра Liz Truss, 73-летний принц Уэльский Чарльз возьмет имя Карл III. In the words of Prime Minister Liz Truss, the 73-year-old Charles, Prince of Wales, took the name Carl III. Because I remain inexplicably trusting of the written word, and am always ready to believe that I don't know something, I immediately looked for the Prime Minister's announcement, and I listened to it. Nope, she did not say that Charles had taken the name Carl. He chose to keep his name Charles, and so Charles, Prince of Wales, became King Charles III. So why in Russian did Prince Уэльский Charles become Karol Karl III? Thanks to the wonders of social media, I found one part of the answer. Well, maybe. The story goes that when the rulers of Muscovy began dealings with foreign kings and queens, they found themselves dealing with, say, kings who had various versions of the Latin name Carolus. There was Carl, Charles, Charles, Carlos, Carlo, and probably a few more I'm missing. And here's the first mystery. For some reason, the Russian rulers decided that since all these names were really one name, Carolus, they should all be called by one name. Now, I'd have guessed that they'd all be called Carolus, but no, they decided to call them all Karl, the German version of the name. But then, the second mystery. Since they were calling some foreign rulers by one German name, the Tsars and their retinues decided to expand this practice and use German names for other foreign monarchs. But hold on a minute. Russians don't always use German versions of names for foreign kings and queens. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they use Russian versions. Or sometimes they transliterate names. Maybe there's a difference between the names of kings and queens the Russian royalty had personal contact with and the names they learned about later? I don't know. Here's what I discovered in a quick search. Let's look at the royalty in what is now the UK. In Russian, the King Georges are all the German Georg, not Georgi. The various Williams are Wilhelm. The previous Charles are Karl. And the Edwards are Eduard. But that ends the German run. Richard is Richard. James is Yakov, and John is Ioan. Anne is Anna, Victoria is Victoria, Elizabeth is Elisaveta, and Mary is Maria. Scotland was ruled by Robert, David, and Duncan. But it was also ruled by Alistair, and Yakov, James. I'm not seeing a hard and fast rule here, guys. With French dynasties, they seem to transliterate the early ones. But Charlemagne, a.k.a. Carolus Magnus, is Karl Veliki, Karl the Great. Then there is a spate of Germanized French rulers. Henri is Genrich, Louis is Ludovic, Charles is Karl. But hey, why be consistent? Jean is the Russian Ioan, and François is Francisc, which seems to be the Russian version of all the various Francis, Francisco, François men's names. Spanish dynasties are also a mishmash of Russification, Germanizing, and transliterating. Isabel is Isabella, Fernando is Ferdinand, and Juana is Juana. Felipe becomes Philippe, but each early Carlos is, in fact, Karl. By this logic, you'd think that Luis would be Ludovic. Huh. But no, of course not. He's Luis. And in the 20th century, Juan Carlos is Juan Carlos. American presidents are a different story. Their names are always transliterated, except, of course, when they aren't. John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, are pretty easy. Russians don't have a W, that English H, or that hard G, see above, John and Jefferson. So George Washington is George Washington, and Herbert Hoover is Gerbert Hoover. Lately, there seems to be a slight tendency to transliterate more by pronunciation than spelling. So another founding father, Alexander Hamilton, used to be Alexander Gamilton, but is now sometimes Alexander Hamilton. And Warren Harding is Warren Garding. But since consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, Abraham Lincoln is half Russified as Avraham Lincoln, and Ulysses S. Grant is also half Russian, or half Greek hero Russian style, Ulysses Grant. So, to summarize, in Russian over the centuries, there have been different ways to render foreign monarchs' names in Russian, from Russification, Germanization, translation, and transliteration by spelling and by pronunciation. And that's perfectly normal. Languages change constantly. Schools of thought rise and fall. Dynasties, political systems, international alliances, and stylistic preferences come and go. If you like the tradition of English Carls, if you think Carol Charles looks weird, if you think the new British monarch just doesn't look like a Charlie, or whatever, that's fine. What isn't fine by me is insisting that Charles, a name that Russians can easily pronounce and that they are used to, must become Karl because Russians always use German names for English kings. As we see, Russians don't do anything of the sort. And that's it. I'll get back to the more important subject of what to name your cow or goat next week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!